7. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Let me add something to that. This is just me paraphrasing. Until they are. Because they are in existence already. But they're just in the unseen realm. It's in the unseen realm, the realm we don't see. Like the song says, when we don't see him working, he's working. When we don't feel it, physically, naturally, psychologically, he's still working. Amen. And so what bridges that gap between the seen and unseen is our imagination and our faith. Now, it's a journey, and there are steps. But I want to teach you. I really want to teach you. I really want you to get to where you have long-term and short-term vision and faith. I'm here right now. I got this. But my faith is way out there. I'm reaching for there. I'm here, and I'm content. Ain't complaining. Amen. Ain't murmuring. Ain't disputing. But my faith is out there. And you know what? When you walk by faith, when you truly walk by faith, there's a dimension of joy that comes only with believing. That's why you can't get caught up in facts. Thank God for facts. Understand the facts. You know, operate with wisdom and knowledge and that reason that is important to this life. But always have faith out there. Have a vision. Where there's no vision, we perish or we cast off restraint. We get limited. And you'll find your joy level will. But when you always got something cooking. You know what I mean? When you always got your faith out there, might not be another 5 years, but you know what? Guess what? Keep watching. Amen. Tell somebody, just keep on watching. It may be a year. It may be a suddenly. It may be right around the corner. It may able overtake you. I mean, God's in the miracle working business. He may have a miracle waiting on you. This is what you got to walk in. This is what you got to dream about. This is what you got to get up in the morning looking. Is the miracle here yet? Well, praise God. Amen. So God is going to fashion and shape. And again, he's working when you don't see it. He's working when you don't hear it or feel it. He's still working. Amen. So stay on the frequency. Don't let anything jam the frequency. Don't let anything steal your joy. God is working. Amen. And he's working everything together for your good. Come on. Let me say that again. I don't know that we get that. We hear that and we get familiar with that verse. For we know that all things work together. Say it with me. God right now is working everything together for my good. So I say everything. Stuff you don't like. Stuff that don't seem like it's working for your good. Stuff that you just know is the devil. God said, I'm working everything together for the good. To them that love him and are called according to what? His purpose. Amen. Let's revisit. Well, our level of faith must increase. You got to get out of the shallows. Let me say it this way. You know, when you're moving in faith, in the God kind of faith, you know, you're following the Lord, and there's a lot of things that you could have or do, but that you don't care. That ain't part of what God has for me. Even though if I put my faith on it and believe for it, it would enact the law of faith. But when you're really truly following God, then you're set on a purpose. You have an understanding of what you're called into, what your metron is. And then you begin to dominate in that metron. Now imagine all of us dominating in our metron. I mean dominating. Subduing everything. Being fruitful, multiplying, replenishing everything. Every facet of our life where nobody had any needs. No one lacked anything. Amen. All right, so our level of faith has to increase, and then our capacity. And this is what I believe God really works diligently on, to increase our capacity. It's not even a matter, hear me, it's not even a matter about getting stuff or more money or more of this. All that stuff is just, let's say, icing on a cake. Amen. These are just little by things, you know, side things. The thing is, having capacity for faith. I remember, and I've shared this story before. I remember when Trevor was, he was real young, and I'm going to make it real short. We left the church to go home. We were at the office here. We left the church to go home for something. I don't remember what it was for. But I know now, in hindsight, that it was a God-ordained an appointment. And we were at Juanita, and we went home for something. I don't even know why. And then we wound up back to the church. And as we sit at Juanita Avenue and US 1, I saw an accident about to happen. I saw it. If I could have honked or done anything, I would have done it, but it was too late. An elderly woman was turning in onto Juanita, and a mother with I don't know if she had a child in the car or not, was coming, and neither one of them saw each other, evidently. I saw it. I saw it about to happen. Bingo, pow, she hit that car. I think she's doing about 45, maybe 50 miles an hour. I mean, hit it hard. Spun the car around, and it rolled over into the Meridian. At the time, it was like just grass there. I think they've changed it since. And we're sitting there looking, and it's like, whoa, you could hear. And you could hear the woman that hit her screaming. She was so horrified at what happened. So we're sitting there, Juanita. I pull over and stop on the side there. And I didn't even think about this. I didn't even think about it. Just jumped out the car, ran across the street to the car where the lady was hit. And she was in the car, and her head was back on her seat like this, and blood was coming out of her mouth. And again, I wasn't even thinking. The driver's side door was locked. And it was the other side that was dented up, but it wasn't locked. Now that to me till today didn't make sense. How could that door be unlocked? But it was, and I opened it, and that lady was in there. And the first thing that came to my mind, Lord said, rebuke death, and that's exactly what it did. I laid hand, I touched her. You know, because you got to be very careful about stuff nowadays. I touched her and said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke death right now. And that lady sat up, her head sat up. And she opened her eyes. She was real just kind of in between. And that blood was just kind of coming out of her mouth. And I said, everything's going to be all right. She might have thought I was a black Jesus or, you know, a black angel. So I don't know, you know, but I didn't want to spook her, so, and I didn't want the police to think I was trying to get her purse or something in there either. So I just closed the door, and I went on back, and then the paramedics came and everything, and we sat there until they took her out, and when they took her out, she was moving, and she was alive, and amen. And a police officer, years later, came to me and told me, I'd forgotten all about it, and I didn't even, like I said, I wasn't even in my mind in that sense. I was moving by the Spirit. He said he was there on the scene. He saw when, you know, I had come from across the street. And he said the lady was fine after that. She, you know, went to the hospital and all that and stuff. They had to tow the cars off. But my point is, it's not about necessarily getting things or, you know, all that side stuff. That comes with the territory. It's about walking in a measure of faith, having a capacity for faith, a faith that at any given moment, if you have to believe for somebody else, if you got to intercede for something else, then God can position you and appoint you, amen, to be there, amen, to save somebody else's life or to bless somebody else's life, whatever it is. And God will see to you. He's not going to be a debtor to anybody. Amen? Amen? So our current capacity of faith, try to use that old net you've been using. It's going to break. That old wineskin you got, it's going to bust. You got to get a new wineskin for that new wine that's being poured out on your life. Say amen on the west side. I heard Elder say something. Come on, I'm listening to y'all over here. Well, I hear good over here. Elder saved y'all. Amen. Your capacity for faith. And like I said, it's not about greed, covetousness, things. It's about who you are. What you carry. What you carry will impact the ground or the earth you walk on. All of creation is waiting for a manifestation of sons. And Jesus made the statement, the works that I do, ye shall do also. And even greater works shall you do. But you know what we have to do? We got to deal with the soul realm. Our mind, our will, our emotions, how we talk, what we allow to occupy our thought life. Amen. Amen. We deal with all that. And you've been given authority. You've been given power. Amen. To cast down imaginations. Not entertain them. Cast them down. Stop embracing fear. Kick fear in the butt. Amen. Amen. Stop embracing foolishness and all this stuff, all this oppressive stuff. Just walking around all bent over, looking down at me. No, lift your eyes up. Rebuke the enemy. Get the enemy. Push the enemy back. Amen. Use your words. Amen. Put your foot down. The devil will respond to you. You carry that authority. Carry it everywhere. Carry it all the time. Don't allow anything up in your mind, up in your head, that's going to mess you up. Get you to looking at people funny. Get you to being jealous. Get you to being resentful.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.